Next item is Forest Trust Lands Advisory Committee testimony. It's my understanding that the FTLAC is not presenting formally, but is that correct, John?
Yes.
But we, yes, like to, absolutely. And if there are other county commissioners who want to appear, we'd love to welcome you as well. Oh, okay.
I'm John, for the record, I'm John Sweet, Vice Chair of the Forest Trust Lands Advisory Committee. We have no prepared statement, but I know that Chair Josie, knowing him as I do, would like to say something. Unfortunately, we got a text from him. He probably won't be here for another 5 or 10 minutes. Would it be possible to have taken early adjournment for lunch and hear him after lunch?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So we'll break for lunch and we'll return at 12:45 then. Okay. Sorry, we're reconvening now and going to agenda item 5, which was the slot for the Forest Trust Lands Advisory Committee testimony for county commissioners who are part of the Forest Trust Lands Advisory Committee. So, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's good to see you. And thank you for turning on my mic. I appreciate that. So I'm Tim Josie. I'm the chair of the Trust Counties. However, I'm not here on behalf of the Trust Counties. This is a document that I prepared and with some help from our consultant. And that is signed by the Tillamook County Commissioners, including myself. And so we went formally before our board and they were most persuasive that I come and testify in person. So I am here, and we have John Sweet, our vice chair. He's here to give me moral support, and he wouldn't be here if I hadn't twisted his arm to come up and sit with me. So thank you. Appreciate it.
I've been here once.
Yeah, I know. You could have done this. I could have stayed on the other side of the railroad tracks. We understand the value of a resource assessment and congratulate the Oregon Department of Forestry on compiling this information into one piece. And I really want to stress that this is just an excellent document. It's been a long time coming. And so what the theme of my talk is really going to be about is it's good, and being good means you always want more. And so there's more information that we think ought to be included in this, and it would not only benefit us, but you, the Board of Forestry. So we understand the benefit of describing the resources itself without coloring it, without policy options. This information will help the Board of Forestry understand, the resource. We still maintain, however, that the Board of Forestry will make more informed, defendable decisions if the Oregon Department of Forestry prepared benchmark alternatives of future resource capabilities and alternatives for forest plans. You've heard us say that before. This assessment looks at the present and in some cases to the past, but it does not provide any view of the future. It is not a substitute for the kind of benchmark projections we have advocated for in recent testimony. We think that the assessment could benefit from more discussion of trends. The presentation was often most enlightening where trends were described, such as with this northern spotted owl, harvest trends, thinning versus regeneration harvest trends. Below, we note some additional trends, trend information that would be helpful from our perspective and hopefully from yours. Roads. The discussion of roads was good. It would be helpful to know about costs. How much does construction and maintenance cost annually? How much comes from the Forest Development Fund? And how much is provided as purchasers as part of timber sale contractual requirements? How are road costs changing? So this is information that I've sought actually quite vigorously in the past, and have never been able to get that information. So that would be great if we had that additional information. Timber, the discussion of the current age class distribution and the species mix was helpful, but the first slide tells us that only half the acres are available for harvest. This is something I already knew. Many folks in the environmental community already know that also, but they don't mention it. For most of the subsequent slides, it's important to show conditions and distributions on available acres. How much of the aging alder, for example, is in protected riparian areas, and how much could be regenerated into something more valuable. Tree size. Many mills that ODF delivers to have some maximum log size. How much of ODF's inventories currently exceeds these maximum log sizes? Swiss needle cast, and this is an issue that I've been involved in with the department over the years, as many of you have also. This is a place where we found ourselves wanting to know more about management in addition to the resource description. Swiss needle cast rates seem to be rising. What has ODF been doing to address this issue, and has it been effective? Same goes for root rot and that sort of thing. Swiss needle cast is something that the department spent a lot of time informing us about in years past, but we haven't heard anything up until just this report that you will be seeing. And so it was good to get more information, even though the information was not good. Drought slides. This is new for me. The series was very informative. Unfortunately, it doesn't come across in the printed slides, and perhaps you could arrange the 2012-2018 slides in a tile format. So that's just easy enough to do. And that may have already been taken care of in your presentation. Timber harvest provides revenues. The pie chart hides the chart below. And so anyway, that's something else that is just a matter of fixing the PowerPoint. Missing in this section are statistics about how the forest is changing. One of the most important aspects of a forest is the fact that it is always growing and always changing. What are the trends in annual growth, harvest, and mortality? Oh, has the inventory changed? How do we have more timber? Do we have more timber now than 20 years ago or less? Also missing is anything about the value of the forest and the economic returns. This is something else that we've been stressing in the past also. The net return on asset value is one of ODF's performance measures. It should be here. And then finally, young stand management cost. How many acres and trees are being planted annually? Is that increasing? Are there acre costs? Are the per acre costs increasing? So this is just some additional information that, again, I want to stress is a very, very good document. So thank you for your time.